ABC Radio Australia.
Questions are still being asked about exactly what happened to cause the Air New Guinea flight PX73 to land short of the runway as it came in to land in the Federated States of Micronesia last Friday. But it's likely to be a year before any official answers are delivered from the official investigation. PNG Media is reporting that the black box's flight recorder has been retrieved by divers yesterday, who will continue again today to try and recover the cockpit voice recorder to help with those inquiries. It's been confirmed that one passenger did die. The body of an Indonesian man was recovered by divers conducting a further search on Monday. The Indonesian embassy in Tokyo, which is also responsible for FSM, has confirmed the man to be 23-year-old Singing, who'd worked for a ship in the area. Now, the remaining 46 passengers and crew were evacuated safely. Now, as investigations continue, some accounts of what happened have emerged from passengers, including the editor of the local newspaper in FSM, Bill James.
We came in low. We came in very low. Unfortunately, the flight attendants panicked and started yelling. And I was trying to be calm and help as best I could.
Well, the pilot and former aviation journalist Georgie Petto says that the actions of the crew, as well as the practices and procedures, will all make up part of the accident investigation.
There will be numerous things they will have to look at. First of all, they will have to look at the airline's training procedure. It's no secret that depending on which part of the world you fly in as a passenger, safety and safety consciousness of the airlines will be different, and they will vary greatly. Again, no secret, European big airliners are the ones who commit the most energy, effort, and money into training. Training is really the name of the game here. If the crew is not trained properly, then of course their instincts will kick in and they will panic. Now, that's not to say that very well-trained flight attendants will not be afraid when the unexpected happens, because it's one thing to train an event and it's another thing to be in it. And of course, there's no way to simulate the psychological stress that might occur when an event like this will happen. But nevertheless, as it was the case with the sort of the miracle on the Hudson event, the flight attendants there apparently were very professional and they evacuated the plane in an extremely orderly manner. Now, you know, again, it will be a long process to determine what the flight attendants did and did not do. And at the end of the day, not this week, but months from now, the airline will be in the spotlight for the investigators and their practices and procedures.